The Biden administration is considering changing how many people have to live somewhere for it to count as a metropolitan area. WPSU's Min Sheehan reports that the Center for Rural Pennsylvania held a public hearing yesterday about how the proposal could have big impacts for Pennsylvania.
Right now, areas with 50,000 or more people are considered metropolitan areas. The proposal made in January by the Office of Management and Budget would raise that bar to 100,000. Experts say nearly 1.2 million Pennsylvanians would be reclassified from metro to non-metro status under that change, the most of any state. That could mean loss of federal funding for hospitals, higher education, and transportation. It could also mean more competition for funding among local governments. Kim Willer of CEDACOG, a public economic development agency in central Pennsylvania, says places like State College, Williamsport, and Bloomsburg may face unintended impacts if reclassified.
And this is likely to be interpreted by developers, investors, and funders as a change in either the region's activity, growth potential, or its significance.
The change was proposed because the U.S. population has doubled since the current standard came into being in 1950. Panelists at the hearing say that alone is not enough for a change and more justification is needed. I'm Min Sheehan, WPSU.